Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
Good afternoon. How are you, Jan Vermeulen?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well.
She's
thank
actually
you.
Vus. She's I'm vus. She's I'm angry. Vus. She's on a mission here.
I don't I like to be ripped that. Off. It feels like we are being sucked dry of every single possible scent that we could possibly have and not, and every scent that we don't have.
Hey, if you don't like what Vodacom is doing, you can always port. But
what does that mean? That sounded about, like something out of Star Trek. What do you mean I can always port? Move to another service provider.
Exactly. Move to a competitor. So what we're talking about for folks who might just be tuning in is Vodacom deciding to charge to have you roll over your data from month to month to as its way of complying with ICASA's new regulations that come into effect on the 1st of March. So nobody else seems to be doing this. MTN, Cell C, Telkom are all complying without charging people to roll over data. They've got, I mean, the mechanisms for data rollover are weird and wonderful, but at least they don't charge. And if you look at the charges that Vodacom was trying to bake into its services, it was basically discouraging people from rolling over data. It becomes you know, it's sort of like, yeah, it's cheaper than losing the data altogether. But for example, daily rollover on daily data bundles was just unaffordable. And so it was basically only if you have a huge daily data bundle, that you haven't used up completely, that if you want to roll that over, then, you know, it becomes worthwhile. Here's an interesting thing though. After the blowback, Vodacom has removed that page from its website. And it has told us that it will let us know in due course how it's going to comply with ICASA's regulations on the 1st of March.
Well, you need to let us know because I'm going to port. Like, without doubt, I'm going to port. They've lost me. If that's what they're going to do, I'm out of there. That's not on, Jan.
But,
that's not on.
But you were just talking about how it was...
I was saying I understood why it could be necessary to charge a cost. However, if other networks aren't doing it, which is what you're telling me, then I'm sorry. Yes. Then just suck up the cost from the many billions profit you're making and deal with it, you know?
Okay, so do you know what this is? This is a perfect example of free economics. Okay, yes. So free economics. I give you two chocolates, right?
Yes.
In my right hand is the world's best chocolate. That's $5.
Yeah.
In my left hand is a very mediocre chocolate, and that's $1. Which one are you going to choose?
I'll take the good chocolate.
You'll take the good chocolate for $5. Yeah. Okay, cool. Here's your chocolate for $5.
Fine.
I have the world's best chocolate for $5 in my right hand, and I have a piece of chocolate in my left hand, but it's free, and it's also very mediocre chocolate. Which one are you going to choose?
I'm quite satisfied with the chocolate that I have.
Oh, stop it, Simon. You see, he does this to me.
Well played.
What was the answer?
But yes, it's a valid point. And this is the human condition.
People
I think
would go for free
up.
Rather than, anyway.
Yeah.
Moving
on. But what's happening here, it's quite interesting. And I don't know, it'd be very interesting to chat to Vodacom to find out if they were not just trying to make a point. Because ICASA, there's been quite a lot of criticism about the regulations. Now, there was a dire need for them, in my opinion, at least to deal with out-of-bundle billing. But there were a lot of onerous conditions in terms of rollover, in terms of transfer. Instead of just kind of dealing with one thing at a time, ICASA always tries to bite off this huge mouthful of fillet steak and tries to digest it all at once. Like out-of-bundle billing is something that really, really needed attention. The industry wasn't dealing with it properly, and we've warned them in the past. If you don't deal with this, you're going to get regulated, and that's what happened. But now I wonder if Vodacom wasn't trying to make a point here. It's like, yes, but if you write weak regulations that allow us, you know, to make all these kind, you know, to make use of these loopholes, to kind of basically defeat the purpose of your regulations entirely, then that's your fault. We tried to warn you, and you plowed ahead anyway. It'd be very interesting to find out if there was that kind of mentality when Vodacom, you know, it flashed these prices up on its website for hours, for literally it's just a matter of hours. And then they started getting criticized on Twitter and on in the media, and then they pulled it down. So, and now they're in negotiations with ICASA. So it'll be interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if this was Vodacom trying to make a point.
Jan, how would they gain the authority from their customers to go ahead and debit that additional amount of 49 or 59 rand, whatever it may be?
It's not something that just gets loaded onto your account. This is an additional product effectively have to buy.
Okay. So you have to opt in and purchase it.
So to put this in perspective, how Cell C does this is if you buy a data bundle within the expiry period of your current data bundle, they will extend the validity of your previous data bundle. So if you've not used up your existing data, as long as you load a data bundle within that window, but if you forget to load a data bundle, say within the 30 days that if you've bought a 30-day bundle, then that data expires, is how they run it. So there's all kinds of different methods that the mobile operators use to comply with these regulations. On contract, there's already been data rollover for 2 to 5 months, depending on the package that you buy. So there's all kinds of ways of complying with these regulations. Now, Vodacom has just kind of said, here's another way. Nobody's going to like it, but.
Well, you don't play with your customers like that. Jan, do not fall off your chair at the complete and utter doffness of this question that I'm going to ask you.
Okay, I'm holding on.
What is 5G? Rain launches commercial 5G network. What actually is 5G? But that like tech for dummies.
That is a great question, actually. So the truth of it is 5G is not a thing, not until at least the end of the year. So not officially. All the basic groundwork has been done. And so, you know, everybody in the industry kind of has a good idea of where 5G is going. But Huawei has already started, and Nokia for that matter, has already started building 5G equipment and all that stuff. But until the end of at least this year and actually really until the end of next year, the true standard that is 5G is not really cast in stone. But to answer your question more directly, essentially what 5G is a way to allow network operators to use the radio frequencies that they use to communicate from your cell phone to the tower more effectively, and in so doing increase the amount of data that they can push between your phone and the tower. Or a different way to think of it is increase the number of phones connected to a single tower that they can push a certain amount of data to. We call that bandwidth. So that affects mainly the speed at which your phone can connect to the tower. And so that's the basics behind 5G is it increases, amongst other things, the bandwidth, at which your phone can talk to the tower. So that it increases the speed at which you can get data, download stuff, from the internet. And also it decreases this thing called latency, which is also like a feeling of speed. Latency, you can think of latency as the time it takes for you to hit enter when you've typed in mybroadband.co.za like you should. And so you've typed the address in your browser and you hit enter. And the time it takes for that page, for that request to get to our server and for us to start sending you the website back. That's the latency. And so 5G decreases the latency and increases the bandwidth. So the idea is that it's just faster across the board than 4G. It does some other interesting things as well, to make coverage more stable and so on and so forth. But I think that's the headline. That's really what people are after, is it's meant to be faster.
Jan, as always, thank you so much for your insights and explanations. As I understand it, that'll also enable a simpler rollover of data. So there's no reason to charge for it. Move on 5G. Jan, talk to you this time next week.
My pleasure. Keep well.
Thank you so much. God bless, Jan.